The Holiday Parks Uncover podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only, and any and all views expressed by the hosts or guests, including but not limited to any liability for errors, inaccuracies, omission of misleading or defamatory statements, should be taken as such.
We are Holiday Parks.
Hello and welcome to Holiday Parks Uncovered, the podcast.
Your destination for all horror stories related to holiday parks.
We are your hosts, Punk.
And Jude.
We're joined today by Ali. Ali, welcome to the show. Perhaps you could start by letting us know the park that your horror story relates to.
So this deals with a Brickyard Lakes and specifically with the when new owners took over. Who I'm sure you've heard of, Prestige Country Parks.
Oh yes, indeed we have, Ali. They have quite a reputation. Ali, maybe you could go into a bit of detail about the issue you had with Prestige.
So we bought a van. It was a super van. It was a site called Brickyard Lakes, and it was early in 2020, if I remember correctly. The owner was a pretty nice chap. And the site managers were great, but all went pretty well for a couple of years. But this is obviously where the problems started fairly soon when the original owners sold it to Prestige. And obviously Prestige came in and the problems happened almost instantly. We were told there wouldn't be too much expansion. The owner then got planning permission to extend the site in a really big way. After a couple of months putting tarmac roads in and piped gas in, etc., the site was closed. And if I remember, it was more or less a building site for months. There was no health and safety, no reduction in fees for not being able to use our van during that whole time because we weren't allowed on site. Once this was done, not long after, they sent us a letter that they were giving us 28 days notice that they were moving our van to another plot. We only bought on that site because the plot was the best on site. We actually wouldn't have bought if it was anywhere else. The contract said it had to be at least as good a plot or better. The one we ended up moving to, it was in the middle of four other vans and faced the road with road noise and cars coming past kind of constantly, so we said no. They said they would just move us whatever we said. They weren't really interested. It was really horrible. We told them we didn't want it, so they bought it from us, if I remember. What? Yeah, they bought it from us, but they wouldn't pay us what we paid, so we ended up losing tens of thousands of pounds. They sort of capitalised on that, really, because we just wanted out. We knew from a previous lodge site that they can be very threatening. These individuals, they also own, it's Moulton Grange Country Park. We know from owning there and others owners that the site owners sort of threatened them to replace decking and things like that. And they make you sort of use their own contractors at inflated prices. So you can't really find your own people. They use everyone sort of in-house and they're all kind of related. It's very, you know, it's really horrible. These people really need stopping. The police, they're very familiar with Moulton Grange and their rentals cause sort of big problems and bad behaviour. The police have been called there numerous times as quite a few of the original owners at Brickyard have been forced off as they refused to sign a new contract, which was much more restrictive. People just weren't interested. Well, what I actually did was I looked a little bit more online after we had some of the issues. And obviously I found the Holiday Park Action Group. But if you just Google the Humber Company and Sandholm Business Park, Borough, East Yorkshire, and the Daily Mail, you'll find an article specifically about one of the owners, Lawrence Knowles. He was found with two shotguns by the bed in a caravan, and he was fined like 1.5k, and he was charged with much more serious offences if you read the articles. These are not people that... I mean, how do these sorts of people run these places? It's absurd. It's really scary. And, you know, when you think about the demographic that own most of these caravans, the people they sell to, you know, they tend to be a bit older, you know, sort of 50 plus, 60 plus. These people are in really, really vulnerable positions with people like this being sort of their overlords.
So did it actually specify in the contract that Prestige could move your unit?
I mean, ultimately, you know, in their contracts, it does say that they can move our units, but it says that the place they move it to, it had to be comparable. And it just wasn't at all. And then they knew by doing that, that we would then just want out. And ultimately, that's what happened. We sold it back and we lost a lot of money. And then they just resold the unit for a profit. And as you know, and everybody else who's been stung by it, this industry knows, it's one of their techniques. And it's just, you know, it's just heartbreaking. We lost money. We lost somewhere we really enjoy going on holiday. And we actually did use it as a holiday, you know, park at home.
Perhaps you could share with us how it affected both you and your partner on an emotional level.
Well, emotionally, it was dreadful. My partner and I, obviously, it made us very, very depressed for a period of time, the amount of money we lost as well. It did affect us financially because it was tens of thousands of pounds. We also lost the place that we enjoyed holidaying at. And it was difficult to find help. We obviously get engaged with solicitors and we engaged with Prestige. However, the costs continued to rise and this began to affect us more health-wise. It may be quite a crest, actually. I had a stress-related illness.
Well, we sincerely apologise for what you had to go through, Ali. That's awful to hear, especially because it impacted your health in such an awful manner. But I think that's a good place to leave it for today. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story.
Another holiday park uncovered.
Absolutely. Well, Jude, that's all the time we have. Thank you for listening, listener, and join us on the next episode, won't you?
The Holiday Parks Uncovered podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute medical, legal, or financial advice.